Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Charles Boda.
Hello.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
This week, we are going to do, we're going to talk about a poll that we put up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DizUnplugged, if you want to follow along and vote on these polls when they go up. This week, we're going to talk about the worst quick service locations at Disney's Hollywood Studios. A few weeks ago, we did the best, and now we're going to talk about the worst. And it always cracks me up, you know, a few months ago, we started making sure that we were doing separate polls for each. At first, we were doing one poll, you know, tell us your favorite quick service restaurants at a particular location. And then we'd read, like, you know, the ones that got the least number of votes as the worst. And people said, no, you got to do a separate poll. And I think this poll illustrates why that is so important. Let's start with number three. Number three on the list with 9.2% of the vote was the Backlot Express. Now, this is the only one I don't agree with.
Yeah, 100%. I do not agree with this.
I think, you know, look, I'm not saying that the Backlot Express is necessarily some, you know, master culinary experience. But, you know, they have a lot of theme stuff, a lot of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, you know, the chicken and waffles. And
there's actually a large number of seats. It's not a hard place to find a table unless it's peak lunchtime. There's lots of indoor seating and some outdoor seating, so you're not fighting for a table. And I like that. So, yeah, I'm not really sure why. Like you said, this has good theming. The menu, I mean, the only thing I could say about it is it does have a lot of those just chicken sandwiches and burgers. It does have some unique items like the chicken and waffles and I think maybe some other couple things that are unique to their own menu. But, yeah, just nothing about this screams horrible to me. There's a lot worse on Disney property.
But in fairness, it only got 9% of the vote. That's because the majority of the vote went to the top two vote getters. Number two on the list, the ABC Commissary, with 20.4% mm-hmm. of the vote. Now, there was about 900 votes in total cast on this poll. So you can take that for whatever it's worth. But the ABC Commissary, and even on this, you know, I think, first of all, I think the ABC Commissary has improved a lot. But as we were talking before the show, you know, I was talking about the experience at the commissary at the Walt Disney Studio lot in Burbank. Doing the Backstage Magic Tour with Adventures by Disney. It's one of the places you get to go and you have lunch at that commissary. I'm saying to these guys, you know, what they really need to do here is not reinvent the wheel. Just take what they're doing at the commissary because the food there was really good. But, you know, it's got like this big salad bar and it's got all these different stations. So you got your pasta station and you've got your chef attended station and then you got your grill station and all this stuff. Now, granted, you know, Hollywood Studios, the ABC Commissary is going to see about a bazillion times the traffic in the course of a day that the studio commissary is going to see. But I think you could borrow from the actual experience. Why? You know, I'll guarantee you, even at the ABC studio lot, when they go to the commissary, this isn't what they're getting. So why not recreate that? You really want to do, especially right now while everything's under construction at Hollywood Studios, you know, that would be kind of cool that this is actually what the commissary is like at ABC Studios or at the Disney Hollywood Studios.
I will say, I also think that the commissary has an idea going where it has some props from some of their TV shows in there and it has some little things in the movie posters. But to me, it feels very bland and stale. I think it's one of the worst themed. There's kind of just a room that they put movie or TV posters up in. And I know that's kind of the idea that they're going for. But I think if that's the case, then they just needed a better idea.
All right. I have a weird perspective on this. I find it charming, and I was trying to think about why I actually like ABC Commissary, because I don't like the food. I've not been happy with that. And I realized that because it's because of the theming of it, because it's like a work, you know, business commissary kind of thing. Usually when I go there, it's we're there for work and I grab a coffee and I take my laptop and I sit down and I work. And I find that oddly comforting. But as far as like, so the theming I kind of like, but when I thought about the reasons why I like it, it has absolutely nothing to do with the food or the quality of anything. It's just because it's a comfortable place. It's a work environment in my head. Yeah. So like I kind of have not fond memories of it.
But that's, I mean, not to, I'm not shooting down your idea, but I am because.
No, shoot it down. That's what I mean.
Because, because this is what I'm saying. It is a great work environment, but that's not what you should be having when you're on vacation. Yeah.
Okay. Now, look, I'll take a slightly different tact from Charles. When you were talking about theming, I'm like, you know, I like it in there. I like the theme in there. And I realized why. You know, I used to eat in there when I was first coming to Disney World, back when Hollywood Studios was relevant, when that was something I would look forward to going and doing on my trip. And there was this, I don't know, every time I walk in there, I'm kind of reminded of, you know, the early 90s, the mid 90s, mm-hmm. when I was really discovering all this stuff. And, you know, so I go in there and I kind of get that. I think that may be one of the reasons why I do like that space. It does have this, it kind of throws back to the way Hollywood Studios felt back when it first opened.
Yeah, Janine Garofalo still hangs out there. Like very mid-90s feel to it. Their theming is great.
So I don't know. But I also understand why people would vote it.
Yeah, you know, I 100% understand.
You know, that the food isn't that great. I think they've gotten a lot better in the last few years, because at one point it was atrocious. So I think they have improved, but apparently people still feel that the ABC Commissary deserves a place on the worst list. But number one on the list of worst quick service restaurants at Hollywood Studios has in fact restored my faith in humanity and Disney fans. Because with a whopping 47.4% of the vote, it's that vile, despicable Pizza Rizzo, the worst quick service at Hollywood Studios, maybe the worst on property. You know, the last one we talked about the best, and Pizza Rizzo tied for number three. And I kind of went off on my little rant about Pizza Rizzo. So, you know, this is why it's important to do what do you think is the best and what do you think is the worst? Because if I'm going to compare those polls, the volume of votes for Pizza Rizzo as the worst far exceeded the number of votes for, because it's got almost half the vote here.
Yeah.
Pull that up real quick. What was the number of votes it got on the best list? That should be back one. But of course, you know, talked about just it's terrible pizza.
Yeah.
Even by Disney standards, it's terrible pizza because there are now places on property where you can get a halfway decent piece of pizza. This isn't one of them.
Okay, so we had more votes on the last poll. We had about 200 more votes. So I won't go on votes. I'll say the percentage of people that liked it the best was 8.6.
8.6% liked it. And how many votes did it actually?
It had 100 votes.
Okay, so it had 100 votes for the best. It had 415 for the worst.
Mm-hmm. In a poll that had less votes.
In a poll that overall had less votes. So this is why it's the point well taken by our audience that it was a good idea for us to do separate polls, best and worst. And this is a good reason why, because Pizza Rizzo is far more unpopular than it is popular. And like I said, to some degree, my faith in humanity is restored because I'm like, there are 100 people walking around that think Pizza Rizzo is good.
It wouldn't be the best pizza in the third circle of hell. The pizza is absolutely atrocious.
Well, and for me, this place is, I mean, I think we addressed this a little bit in the last episode, but it's not just that the pizza's bad, but it's also, I really enjoy the Muppets, and it's not really a really well-themed Muppets. Like, there are obviously some nods to the Muppets, and there's decorations throughout, but the Muppets are zany and over the top, and this is not really zany and over the top.
Zany and over the top to serve that as serious food.
Well, yeah, right. They're zany for serving it to you, but the actual decorations are
The one benefit that I will give to it is I like the upstairs outside eating area. I like the, especially once more construction is done, I like the view, and it's a comfortable place to sit. That is literally the nicest thing I can think to say about Pizza Rosso.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the location's not, obviously, I'm not counting that because it is kind of a cool location, and especially when Star Wars Land opens, if it can see into Star Wars Land, that might be kind of cool, but...
So there you have it. The top three, the three worst quick service locations at Hollywood Studios as voted on by you, our audience on Facebook, Backlot Express, the ABC Commissary, and topping the list, Pizza Rizzo. And that will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week. Have a great one.